But Dawn, if you don't go fishing and get your boat out and sell it and send all the money from your boat to, you know, to the Philippines, Indonesia, where the tsunami victims are, God will love you more. Eh, God, I got enough love from you already. That there's some kind of spiritual power in this sacrifice of simple pleasures of life, that it makes you more spiritual. Paul says, asceticism, self-denial, is not spirituality. It's will worship. It's fleshly. It's saying, I've got the willpower. I can stop doing this. So worship of your own will. It's not a thing of God. God, you can't make yourself more spiritual to God except just abiding in Jesus and recognizing we're miserable, broken sinners and that anything good in me is from Him. That's what pleases Him. Okay, I'm done. Intellectualism, legalism, mysticism, asceticism. These four things rob us of the simple, joyful walk we can have in Christ and the abundance and the completeness we have in Him indwelling our very being. Walk in liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your word. And I am so glad today, Lord, that I don't have to go door to door and pass out watchtowers. And I don't have to do any of those rituals and traditions of men, but simply to just come to you humbly and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. You know, have mercy on me. And ask you to just give your mercy and your grace to me another day, that I want to abide and just in your goodness is sufficient for you. And that you have bought eternity for me. And all the riches of heaven are mine. And I'm seated in the heavenlies in your eyes, even though my body and my mind are still unregenerative, my spirit will never die because it's been born again. If there's anybody here that has never understood how simple it is to live in the fullness that our Creator intended for you because you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I invite you to do that now. You just be honest with yourself. I do have a sinful nature on my own. So I understand that in order to get into your presence and your eternal glory and perfection and holiness, I need to pay for what I did wrong, but you did that for me, and that's your free gift of salvation. And I trust you, God, for doing that in my heart. I'll receive it. Come be the Lord of my life. And good news. We can come together and just be so thankful and so happy that we're sinners saved by grace. Amen.
Worship team come up.
You know, amazing today that not only has the Holy Spirit taken away the fall, that He's held our focus. I didn't hear any traffic or anything like that go by. It was just a little ambulance that I heard, and it never came to the front here. That was one thing that I prayed about this morning, that the Holy Spirit would do that, just keep us focused, and He's just truly amazing. And, why don't we just stand for this last song and just praise Him. The wrong song.
You, O Lord, are a holy God. Your ways are perfect and just. Slow to anger and abounding in love, you have shown us your Father's heart. But we, your people, have turned from you, resisting your power and grace, taking our lives into our hands. We have stumbled and lost our way. So we humble ourselves before you and confess our unfaithfulness toward you. Forgive our sins, remove our shame, restore the church that bears your name, that revival may come to this land once again.
Once again.
Perfect and just, slow to anger and abounding in love, you have shown us your Father's heart. But we, your people, have turned from you, resisting your power and grace, taking our lives into our hands. We have stumbled and lost our way. Humble ourselves before you and confess our unfaithfulness toward you. Forgive our sins, remove our shame, restore the church that bears your name, that revival may come to this land.
That revival may come to this land.
That revival may come to this land. Once again, once again,
we humble ourselves.
So we humble ourselves before you and confess our unfaithfulness toward you. Forgive our sins, remove our shame, restore the church that bears your name, that revival may come to this land. That revival may come to this land. That revival may come to this land once again. Once again.